B-Pod Studios.
It is time for Friday Morning Football with Zoe. Brought to you by MGM Springfield. This is a first. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Scott Zolak.
Zoe.
Good morning, Zoe. How you doing?
Good morning. How are we doing?
Great, thank you. Okay, Scott, first question. When do you fly out anyway?
I think we leave tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay.
That's the most I can tell you.
Okay, good to know.
The most you know.
Okay. So
we better leave tomorrow. Yeah, we're not leaving Sunday.
Yeah. That's right.
Good point.
Got to be leaving tomorrow. Yeah. So listen, if we play on Sunday night the way we played against the Chargers, we win the game, right?
Absolutely, 100%. If you get out, you start as fast as they did last week, and I think that's the big key. Take the football, start fast, score first. You know, you play defense a little bit differently than you do in a tight game. So you gamble a little bit more, you roll the dice. And it's just a good feeling to call a game like that. I said it to Bob before the game. I said, man, it'd be great to call a game in hand. You know, one that you have in hand. We were looking at barbecue joints in about the third quarter.
Nice. were you surprised that Belichick, you know, took the ball first?
Yeah, I was very surprised. Yeah. But it goes to show you how confident I think they were in their offensive game plan. You know, the fact they got health now, Edelman looks great. You know, and I just remember doing this interview with you last week. Everybody's nervous. You got the Chargers coming in. Thought it's the best team in the AFC.
Yep.
And the way the whole complexion changes in a matter of 1 week.
Doesn't take long, does it?
Hey, so the Pats 3-8 on the road, 3-5 rather on the road. Why do they have such struggles on the road?
They play crappy. I mean,
okay, good answer. Like, I mean, good answer.
Penalties. I mean, you look at last week. No penalties, no false starts. You know, you had a ton of those on the road this year. Brady down in Miami mismanaging the clock right before the half. You know, you just don't finish games. You know, a lot of people are going to put the road stuff into this game. I tend to throw everything out the window. It's an AFC title game. Doesn't matter what you did 8 weeks ago. Doesn't matter what you did last week. You know, if you don't go out and you don't play well, you're going to get beat.
Speaking of penalties, we were talking about how loud Kansas City is and the silent snap count and what it means for the offensive line and to stay on sides. How does the silent snap count work? Like, what's the signal that starts the whole progression?
Well, Brady will give some sort of signal, whether it's a clap or he points to the ground or he points to the center. And then the center gives out the call, and then he looks and you see his head bob. Once his head goes up, after it's down, boom, he gives like a one count, and that's when he snaps it. But That's how defenses get a jump on it, too. So we were out in Denver a couple of years ago where we couldn't handle anything off the edge. That's when Von Miller basically killed Brady. So hopefully that won't happen again.
Okay, they're talking about the cold weather in Kansas City. Is this going to be I know it's going to affect both sides of the ball and all that stuff. What do you think?
Well, I mean, you played in it last week, too. I mean, it's pretty chilly last week, no wind. The only thing you're worried about is the quarterback. Can you grip the football, and is there going to be wind? If there's no wind, I think both guys should be fine in this game.
Okay. Yeah, you don't think there's anything to Cleet Blakeman doing this game, huh?
No, I think he's a decent ref. I mean, big deal. You know, he took a couple measurements with the crooked gauge. You know, that damn Monday night game down in Carolina when Luke Kuechly grabbed Gronk. You know, they picked up that penalty.
Yep.
But other than that, he's ref for him before in games they won.
All right. I mean, I think we feel pretty good about Tom Brady now. One game,
right.
You know, really turned around. How is the defense going to cover a guy like Tyreek Hill and such a mobile quarterback with Mahomes?
I think you got to jam him at the line of scrimmage. Play man to man, knock these guys off their routes. You disrupt their routes, and that's sort of where you hope to get Mahomes in some trouble, where he's looking, ends up throwing a pick like he did to Hightower, you know, at the beginning of that game back in October.
Yep. I mean, okay,
Do you think can Belichick kind of take advantage of the young guy, Mahomes? I mean, a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, we're looking up some numbers, too. I think quarterbacks that start against Bill in the playoffs the first time, I think Belichick's undefeated against those guys.
Wow.
You know, going back to Roethlisberger, Manning, all those guys.
Do you think that Andy Reid is, you know, sitting around thinking, oh, my God, what's he going to do to me this time?
How many times
is he going to do this to me? What do you think?
Yeah, Andy's got his own issues to worry about clock management. I think Andy's worried about ordering that next sandwich. You know, and I'll go with the Italian. I'm feeling like an Italian today.
Yeah. Hey, so what are you expecting out of Rob Gronkowski in this game?
hopefully a little bit more than last week. I mean, you're seeing flashes of it, right? The quick little bang pass. He runs over two guys. You know, 2 weeks ago, that big play got called back. I thought last week the run is the best he's looked. And he's killing people in the run game, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
he was blocking the machine, well, man. So. Yeah. Okay.
I'm pretty confident. I think going into this game, we got to run a game, man.
Yeah. Okay, but you're feeling good about it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
Good. Okay. Then I guess it's time to turn to
our favorite segment of the
yeah,
Zoe. Okay. Gosh. Getting to know Zoe. We're ready. Okay. We're
going to Zoe this morning. Stuff.
Let's go. What do we got?
All right. If you could take a road trip with any two celebrities, who would they be?
Oh, my God. Bon Jovi and Bradley Cooper.
Really? Why?
Yeah, it'd be a fun ride, right?
I would love to take a ride with them.
I bet you would. Don't be dirty.
Okay, Zoe.
Your dad's listening, Lauren.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, well, listen, have a good flight. By the way, is that plane, is that a nice ride?
Oh, it's a very nice ride.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
very, very nice seats, big TVs. We're good.
Okay, okay.
Even better with Bradley Cooper and John Bon Jovi. Oh, God.
Okay, so have a good trip.
Well, there is Mile High Stadium, but that's a different thing.
All right, thanks, talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. Talk to you afterwards as we get ready to go to the Super Bowl. There you go. There's
Sounds
Scott.
Good.
Okay, Friday morning football with Zoe right here, 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.